Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Tracy recording, and it is 3:16 p.m. and that is Central Time. Today is February 1st, and we also had the Fed's most recent rate decision today. So they raised by 25 basis points, coming down from 50 basis points, which was down from 75 basis points. So certainly the pace of interest rate hikes is deteriorating, and for the first time, the Federal Reserve, or Jay Powell, was able to say that disinflation is a reality. So they're concluding that inflation has peaked. And then, by extension, stock market investors, bond investors, are willing to make the bet that interest rates will be falling quickly. Now, Jay Powell also said he does not anticipate cutting rates in 2023, but the bond market is way ahead of him in predicting that. 10-year yields were down 10 basis points. And then, so just pay attention to the 2-year yield, which has a better, I think, record of anticipating rate is likely to go, and it is now down to 4.1%. So on a day when interest rates went up, bond yields contracted, and that's a clear indication that investors are betting, or are they voting with their feet and deciding that inflation is no longer an issue. In other words, the pendulum is swinging. Now the bigger question is, how far is that pendulum going to swing? From fear about rampant inflation to fear about deflation. And we're not at the deflation camp yet, but it is likely that we're going to get there, because if the Federal Reserve is going to hike again next month, or at the next, in 6 weeks' time, and then the bond market is going to continue to price in deflation. And it's likely the 2-year will be back in the region of 200-day moving average, and it's quite likely to pull back through that 4% level in here. So, by the same conclusion, and dropped down to a new reaction low on the dollar index in here today. And there's a clear reason why. Because the ECB is quite likely to raise by 50 basis points in here this week. And now it's up to 110, well, almost 110 versus the dollar, testing the lower side of that overhead trading range and the region of the 1,000-day moving average. But the reality here is that the interest differential is no longer working in favor of the USA. And we can clearly see what that looks like when we look at the divergence in the moves we're seeing in the 2-year yield. So forget about the rate for the moment, and just remember that the 2-year yield in the USA is falling, and it is rising in Germany. And therefore, the interest rate differential is moving in favor of the euro, and a weaker dollar is helping to support gold. So we had a nice rebound off the intraday low yesterday, and follow through on the upside in here today to close at a new reaction high, or a new recovery high, I should say. And we are within striking distance of that big psychological $2,000 level. Now, we are short-term overbought. I continue to think that it is more likely than not we're going to see the price get up to test the peaks and then subsequently consolidate for a while. But we do have to get to the peak first, and that is looking quite likely right now. Then let's think about gold miners. So they do well when gold is rallying and it's rallying. They do well when gold is rallying in an environment where oil prices are not rallying, and that helps to contain their production costs. And oil prices were in negative territory today. And this is the third consecutive day on the downside as Brent crude pulls back from the $90 area. And we still have a sequence of lower rally highs. And we still have resistance in the region of the 200-day moving average. So it's a very difficult environment for energy right now, because energy prices have been were exceptionally depressed in 2020, and then jumped in an exceptionally impressive manner. And then we have companies like Chevron and Exxon that are buying back lots of their shares and not really investing a ton of money in additional new supply. And you have OPEC that has a vested interest in somewhat higher prices. And in fact, the USA has a vested interest in higher prices, which and we can frame the commitment to buying for the strategic reserve in any of a number of ways, but one thing it certainly does is support the price. So there's definitely the potential, at least, that support can be found. But then the price trend is still downwards, and that implies that global growth is still under pressure. And the reopening that we've had in China hasn't really contributed to a big jump in oil prices. But nonetheless, oil coming down certainly removes some of the cost inflation from the mining sector. But it's also worth highlighting that some of the larger industrial mining companies are also looking a little overbought. And BHP, having jumped up to a new all-time high in the last few weeks, is was in negative territory today, and it does look more likely than not that we're going to get at least some pause in consolidation. It's interesting that because BHP has moved its headquarters or made its official listing Australia, it's no longer in the FTSE 350 Industrial Mining Index. Rio Tinto is. And it's not even the largest company in the index. Glencore is. But we also have the short-term overbought condition, and also in the region of a previous peak. So Glencore has also paused in here, and we can definitely say that it's a choppy uptrend, but it is definitely still an uptrend. Then copper prices were in negative territory as well in here today. So continuing to unwind this short-term overbought condition, but they were well off the lows. So this looks more like a consolidation overall. Now let's think about some of the companies that have rebounded quite impressively today. Peloton, which has given up all of the pandemic advance, coming down from 170 to about $15, was up in a rather emphatic fashion today, and on the back of the fact that they're not going to go out of business, that they're seeing sales and cash flow improve. And then because of this enthusiasm about interest rates coming back down, then Silvergate was in positive territory, and that's a crypto bank, or it's a bank that offers crypto loans, I guess would be the more correct way of categorizing it. And Bitcoin was up nearly $800, so firming within this range that's been forming for the last 2 weeks, and this continues to look rather positive. Now let's think about the wider Nasdaq. And it has broken the sequence of lower rally highs. So this is certainly looking more encouraging. And it is purely and clearly on the back of the assumption that interest rates are going to start coming back down and that the inflation issue is less of a problem. And then if interest rates come back down, the hurdle for growth comes back down. And the valuation can be enhanced by the fact that interest rates are lower. So that's also helping to sustain the rebound in the FAANG man, or the large cap companies, and that's including Tesla. And it has now also pushed up to test the 200-day moving average. So this is really quite encouraging overall. But the reality is that the pendulum will swing more towards deflationary forces. We still have the Fed funds, or the, excuse me, the Federal Reserve's balance sheet contracting. And every time that's been tried in history, it has contributed to deflationary forces. So there is obviously then the short-term potential that we're going to see asset prices jump backwards, back higher. Both Nvidia and Tesla have been among the best performers this year, and Tesla has almost unwound its oversold condition relative to the 1,000-day moving average. Nvidia has clearly broken its downtrend and was continuing to extend it this week. So there's certainly enthusiasm too around artificial intelligence and the number of potential uses for these algorithmic systems. Continues to increase. I saw news yesterday that Google hasn't quite released it yet, but it does have an algorithm that can write music from text inputs. And obviously, that is something that is another threat to the creative community. Of course, what it also helps to highlight is how difficult originality really is and how much of the creative process is iterative, and the artificial intelligence will be much better at putting things together that already exist and then building on those. But obviously, the success of doing that is very closely tied to having a big database of previously existing work. And that is most clearly demonstrated by how successful it has been in using programming forums to then answer questions later. Because the quality of the answers within those forums is so good that they form a very reliable database of potential answers for future questions. But when you then go to the wide market, where there's a lot of trolling, can you imagine trying to come up with a coherent answer to a question simply by looking at the volume of personal opinion, ungrounded in fact, that you find in TikTok videos or in Twitter? And that becomes an inordinately different subject because then you don't have a basis upon which to base fact. But that's a problem for the future. And at the moment, because interest rates are deemed to have peaked, then it's likely that enthusiasm for artificial intelligence will continue to increase. And certainly, this action is very positive. Then let's also just look at Google, because the share had also pulled back into the region of the 1,000-day moving average, and it is firming. And that is despite the fact that the Department of Justice in the USA has decided to open antitrust allegations against it. Now, Adani Enterprises pulled back exceptionally violently in here today. So this was looking like a massive reaction against the prevailing trend. Now it looks more like a crash. And the reality here is that there is a long way to fall before it even begins to approximate where it was trading before the pandemic. And back then, 250 looked like a high price. And at the moment, we're at 2,135. So it is still 10 times higher than it was before the pandemic started. There's a long way that it could fall and huge amplitude of a potential range. But the reality is that it could be an exceptionally long time before Adani Enterprises gets back to the 4,000 level. And that is weighing on sentiment towards India. And we had quite a bit of volatility on the Nifty in here today. And it finished in negative territory, although not nearly down as much as it could have been. And the Adani positions on the Nifty don't represent a large weighting, so there should be less knock-on potential, provided that the majority of the exposure to Adani is external rather than internal. And for the moment, at least, that does appear to be the case. And then let's think about China, where they are certainly trying to support the economy, and the H-share index was in positive territory in here today. And of course, because the Hong Kong dollar is pegged to the US dollar, it should be bolstered by a weaker dollar overall. The Hang Seng was also in positive territory in here today, and the renminbi pushed on to a new recovery high. And that, I think, or excuse me, did not make a new recovery high, but certainly steadied in here today. Now, it also helps to demonstrate that one of the primary reasons why the dollar was so strong is because the US was raising interest rates faster than everyone else. It's not doing that any longer, so the dollar is coming back down. That is going to enhance the value of emerging markets. So, with China continuing to rebound, the emerging markets ETF is continuing to extend this break up and through the 200-day moving average. But of course, China represents a big part of that. So if we look at the emerging markets ex-China, then it is also breaking above the 200-day moving average and steadying in here. And in currency-adjusted terms, that is going to enhance the attraction of those markets. And there is not a one-to-one relationship between the devaluation of the currency and the performance of those markets, because a weaker dollar is going to make those the valuations available in emerging markets look more attractive from a foreign investor's perspective, and weight of money will then help to inflate those prices further. And I think with that, I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.